Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Ease it down, brother. Ease it down. Father Time, what's happening, man?
What's up, dog? I tried to, man. That motherfucker just jumped on me.
Okay.
There you go.
Great. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling. Let's start. What's up with you?
Hey.
How everybody doing? Everybody sounds so damn down and out. Shit, I'm the one that's a long ass day.
What?
Well, you ain't the
only one.
My day was
long
too.
The only one. Y'all ain't the only one had no long day.
I'm just saying, everybody. Hey.
I said, hey, how y'all doing?
What's cracking, people? All right, well, I'm just gonna jump right into it.
Please.
How many of y'all seen that movie called Addicted?
No.
None of you ladies saw that?
Who was in it?
Sharon Leo, or whatever the hell her name is, and Boris Kojo.
Nope, never saw it.
All right, well, I'm going to give y'all the background of the movie.
Okay.
They married. They got two kids. Her moms live with them. And basically, she's a sex addict, but she don't know it. So she's going to talk to the doctor. The doctor tells her that she's a sex addict.
Uh-huh.
So once the doctor tell her, she started cheating on her husband. Right. First, she didn't know. You know what I mean? The way the movie opened up, you know, they had a big thing. And she asked him, was he ready for round three? He went to sleep. So she went to the cut on the porno and broke out a vibrator.
Uh-huh.
So once a doctor informed her that she was a sex addict, that's when she started acting out on it. At first, she was, you know, she was faithful to her husband. So when the doctor told her she was addicted to sex, then she started, you know, messing with these other two dudes, Tyson Beckford and some white dude. But basically, she ended up, the professor told her to, you know, break it off, you know, talk to a counselor with your husband and all that. So she calls both the dudes together. You know, she at the white dude house. She called a black dude to meet her at the white dude house, and she just tell them both at the same time. You know, I don't want to do this no more. I can't do this. I love my husband. I love my kids and all that shit. So the white dude spies out. He turns into a psycho. You know, you can't if I can't have you, can't nobody have you, and all this and that. Husband comes in and saves the day. My question is this: does anybody believe that sex is an addiction? Anybody believe it can be a sex addict? Do you believe it's an addiction? I don't think it's an addiction. I don't.
I do. I really do. I truly believe it can be an addiction. I mean, I honestly do believe that it can be an addiction.
Okay, explain yourself.
Oops, sorry. My fault. Oh, man. I just think that, you know, like, some people can get addicted to, you get addicted to heroin, you get addicted to marijuana, and I believe that rush, you can get the same type of symptoms. You're looking for that very first one, and it's like you're chasing it. Just like if it was cocaine or if it was heroin or anything, it's like a rush to you, you know? I think at one point in time I was addicted.
So what you're saying is, let me make sure I get this right. What you're saying is, like, okay, you said you at one point in time you was addicted to sex. So what you're saying is, no one woman can satisfy your appetite.
At one point in time, no, it couldn't. No, at one point in time, one woman couldn't satisfy my appetite. Couldn't. I mean, I just felt like I had to have at least two or three. I mean, it was sometimes. If you let me.
No, but I'm talking about you. So you're dealing with three different women all at the same time.
Yeah, and I mean, my thing is this. I remember one day, you know, I was younger. So, ladies, please don't talk no shit about me. But shit, one day I tried to see it. I just went on this rampage this one particular day, just like, I just want to see how many women I could fuck in one day. And I just went for it. I mean, I woke up that morning with it on my mind, and, dude, I went for it.
So how many?
Okay, now let me...
Come on. You ain't just gonna skip.
No, I mean, I was gonna ask you, but... I made it to five. I made it to five.
Okay.
I had five women in one day, and it was just like, dude, I mean, you would think I got tired, you would think it was, but it was just, each one was just a rush, just to see if, I mean, I don't know if it was just to see if I could do it, or just, I mean, it just became a rush. It was just like, oh, yes, 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 and I did it.
Well, let me ask you this. You said you used to be. How did you cure your addiction?
You know what? I'm not going to even tell you that I don't have a craving to have, like, two women. Like, dude, it's, okay, let me put it like this. Like, it's been times where, like, I've wanted two women at once. You know what I'm saying? And I think, like, if I know that the person that I'm with is willing to get that to me, I'm cool. As crazy as that sounds, I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, okay, if she's willing to get me to, then, I mean, whenever I ask, then I'm good, because I know that if that moment comes, I can have that. And then a lot of it was, like, mental. You know, you just got to mentally... Like, some motherfuckers can stop smoking cigarettes. Some motherfuckers need the nicotine patch. I mean, it just, you can just will yourself off of it.
Some people don't want to stop at all.
And there you go. You got some people that just like, I'm not going to stop. I don't give a fuck. I'm not stopping. I'm not stopping. And, I mean, you know, it's just, but an addiction. Yeah, I truly believe it can be addicted because I honestly and truly believe at one point in time I truly was addicted to sex. Like, dude, I mean, and as fucked up as this may sound, it's been times like, I mean, and trust me, this is when I was younger. Shit, I know what everything is now. But, man, when I was younger, man, I was, motherfucker say, come on over, I would call off work. Fuck that money. I'm going to fuck.
Mm. Oh, well, what about the ladies? Liquor store, do you believe sex is an addiction?
I think it can be. I think, I don't know, people can be addicted to sex with certain people, not just sex in general.
So is your answer yes or no?
I think that it can be. I think that it can be.
She did get that Obama political answer, didn't she?
Right.
Well, you know, under the right circumstances, it's fine. No, but you know what, though? Now, I kind of understand what she's saying, though. Well, let me make sure I understand what you're saying. Like, with that one person that just could just set you on fire every time, that can be addictive, too, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, okay. You know, you don't necessarily have to have sex just because sex is on your mind, but if that, you know, if that one particular person, you know, you could fuck that person all day, like, every day.
You know what? Let me just. You know what? I do agree with what she said, because it's like, I think that kind of cured my addiction too. Is that, you know, when you settle down with that certain person, it's like, you know, you can. You're not. How can I put this? Like, you're not looking for. Like, okay. With me, it was like.
In
okay,
other words. One woman this satisfied one, your like hunger.
Well, before it's like, well, she could suck a good dick, but she can't take no dick. Or, oh, she'll ride the shit out of me, but she don't suck dick good. You know, so it's like whatever I was craving that particular day, like, okay, I want to get my dick sucked today. I knew I need to go over there to Tracy. And I knew if I just like, man, I just need to work out and just fuck. Okay, now I'm going to go over to Sharon. You know what I'm saying? But if then it's like, shit, I'm kind of tired, but I still want some pussy. Well, I'm going to go over there to Rhonda, let her ride me. I mean, it was just like, and then when you find that one person that just does it all, it's like, okay, cool. Well, see you, Rhonda. See you, Tracy. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, all right, cool.
All right, what about you, Janine? Do you think it's an addiction?
Oh, yes. I definitely think it's an addiction. And it's so hard. Sorry, dog.
Why do you think it's an addiction?
It's difficult to keep it because it can be. And it's difficult to keep yourself in check. Especially if you're not with the right person who's giving it to you, right?
True.
If you're with somebody that's not giving it to you, right, and you see somebody with something, and you want it, and you look at that person, you look at somebody else, it's hard. It's like, it's not that you might not care about the person that you with. It's just when you, I don't know, it's just something about it. You know, you have to have it.
I use myself for an example. Like, me, I love to have sex. I can have sex 3, 4, or 5 times a day if I could. You know, but then it's like I'm horny all the time. I'm horny all the time, but I have the willpower to, you know what I'm saying, to sustain having sex unless it's with the person I want to have sex with.
Well, see, that's not an addiction.
And that's why I said you could be addicted to having sex with a certain person or with certain people. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm not addicted to sex in general, but I'm addicted to, let's just, you know what I'm saying, like say I got that one person that just fucks me the way I like to be fucked. And I'm cool, except for when it comes to that person. Like, if I'm with that person, We can fuck from the time we get together to the time we leave.
I think y'all misconstruing the word. Yeah, I watched Dr. Phil today. Misconstruing the word.
I mean,
addiction.
My thing, no, my thing is like, no, I was addicted. I know what the fuck you're saying. I was addicted. I know what addiction is, and I know what I was addicted. I had to have it. I mean, I wasn't gonna go. I think, you know what? I guess for a sex addict, I guess rock bottom is fucking prostitutes. Now, I never got that far. I never got that far because I never felt like I had to. It's just like, okay, I think if I was still addicted to it, just like addicted the way I was when I was like in my 20s, I think like, yeah, I probably would be that far gone because it was just like, just like that motherfucker talking about he had to hit that pipe. Nigga, I had to fuck. And that's just the way it was. I just had to have it. If I didn't get them pussy. What?
Let me tell you my version of an addiction. I compare a sex addict to a crackhead. I know a bunch of bona fide crackheads. Okay? They're addicted to cocaine. Okay? The difference is, a real sex addict will fuck anywhere, anybody, anytime.
Well, hold
crackhead,
on.
Don't smoke anytime, anywhere.
No.
That's an addiction.
Hold on. That's just like, but now you can't say that because you got functioning crack addicts. You got functioning crack addicts that, yeah, they're addicted to it, but they can get up, they can go to work, they can do everything they got to do along with that bump. You know what I'm saying? They're
and
cool.
Then they're probably smoking on their lunch break.
Okay, I mean, but what I'm saying is that you got something to say, okay, I know I got to do 8 hours. Because, I mean, shit, motherfucker, you been so dope, I done so dope. We didn't have motherfuckers that, shit, okay, they go to work, they do. Hell, I had one motherfucker that Bush turned me on to. That motherfucker was doing doubles. You barely seen him. But then when you seen him, hey, he's going to spend his money. He's gonna spend good. I mean, he admitted it. I seen him one time, and he was like, man, I was gone back then. But he was a functioning crack addict. That don't mean every crack addict ain't looking like Pookie.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean just because you're addicted, you just gonna take whatever either. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to take the little leftovers of some old dancy trifling motherfucker just because
right.
I want to have sex. Hell, I can choose if I want to choose to have sex with, as long as I like them and they my taste or whatever. I don't have to choose below my, you know what I'm saying? I'm just
exactly.
not going to choose anybody to sleep with. I'm still going to sleep with who I choose to sleep with. I just like to do it a lot. That's all.
And that's just like
I don't think that's a true addict.
Well, why not? I mean, that's just like, okay, like if you got good dope and I got bad dope.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
If I got the money for the good dope, I'm going to go get the good dope.
I'm not finna spend my money with your fucked up ass dope. But now if I ain't got no other choice, then yeah. So,
exactly.
I mean, just because I'm functioning. I'm functioning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my thing. I didn't feel like I was no ugly motherfucker, so I felt like I can go get a dick whenever I wanted one.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Now, let the record show. I'm not going to sit here and say every woman I had was a dime piece, just like some crack addict. Well, shit, your boy wasn't there, so you had to go someplace else. So you might have got one or two motherfuckers that probably you woke up like, oh, Lord, I need my boy back. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but nevertheless, I don't see how you could say that's not an addiction.
I don't.
It's just like, okay, if I'm addicted to crack, weed ain't going to get me where I want to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like with sex. Just because this person is in front of me and I'm horny, that don't mean they're going to get me where I want to be. I want my crack. You know what I'm saying? I don't want this weed. I want this crack. So I'm still addicted. I'm just addicted to a certain thing. I'm addicted to a certain type of sex. I'm addicted
I mean, but like you said in the movie, she went out and fucked two dudes. I mean, how many people did she fuck in the movie?
Two.
Okay.
That I can remember.
Okay, so then does
plus
that make...
husband, so that's three total.
Okay, so... Okay, but so she didn't go... She didn't just walk outside and go... First motherfucker she seen, she just started humping.
That's how she started at the club. She went to the club.
But there was somebody she probably liked. What I'm saying is it wasn't just somebody she just wouldn't have never messed around with. That was somebody she probably wanted or somebody she saw that was her type.
Exactly.
Well, in the movie, they didn't explain it like that. In the movie, she just walked up, gave him her panties, walked in the bathroom.
Okay.
He walked in the bathroom right behind her.
And she kept walking
down.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she kept doing them.
Okay, so evidently it was an attraction there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it was in I'm just talking about from the way it first started off. She didn't know his name or nothing.
And I understand.
They introduced themselves after it was over.
I understand.
She just walked in.
But when she finally got going, it was still that same guy and one other guy plus her husband, right? It was never like different niggas and all of this. It wasn't women or people on the street. It was always her husband and the two guys that she chose.
Exactly, because it was like they didn't cut no scene that she wake up with a dick in her mouth. Oh, shit, who the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like she woke up with different dicks in her mouth every morning. It was these people. But what it was is she was addicted to it. So that's what I'm saying. Addictions come in all forms. So, I mean, I think my form was that, you know, I didn't have to have a prostitute. I didn't want no prostitute, but shit, I wanted who I wanted.
But that's not an addiction. Addiction means you're going to do whatever it takes.
You keep saying that. That's your form of it. Everybody has different forms of addiction. You can't tell me that I wasn't addicted to it because you don't feel like I was. That's just like I can say, well, he's not a crack addict because he only smoked part-time.
like I just said, it's like, if you know, let's use something simple. Pepsi drinkers typically only drink Pepsi. They don't fuck with Coke. They don't fuck with Mountain, you know what I'm saying, or Pepsi products. You know what I'm saying? So to say that, okay, I'm addicted to pop. No, I'm not addicted to pop. I'm addicted to Pepsi. So it's the same thing. I'm addicted to sex, but I'm addicted to sex with who I'm fucking. I'm not addicted to sex to the point where I just hop on any dick that's around. I'm addicted to sex with who I'm fucking. That person can have me anywhere, anytime, call me up, day or night, inside, outside, at work, anytime, anywhere, period. You know what I'm saying? And I'm addicted to that. I'm addicted to that person. I'm addicted to sex with that person to the point where, like Cass said, shit, if this motherfucker called me, I will call off work. I'm going to be late. I'll be there in a little while. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker called me in the middle of the night. Hey, can you get out? Yes. I'm on my way.
Well, see, that's just like I went to a drug meeting with someone. The counselor asked me, do you think he's addicted to drugs? I said no. I said, why not? I said, shit, I don't see him do nothing. I mean, he maintains, he go to work every day. And he looked at me, and the guy that I was with was like, no, he don't see what I do. He don't know what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because I maintain in front of him. Okay, well, I don't even know why I'm here then, because I really don't know what the fuck you do. Like you said, I maintain in front of him. Well, he sees nothing. He sees what I want him to see. Okay, but when he's sitting there saying, I'm an addict. I'm addicted. I mean, I would be a damn fool to be like, man, you ain't addicted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How can I tell this man that he's not addicted when he evidently, we're there because he clearly feels he has a problem.
Well, let's just agree to disagree. I don't think it's a real addiction.
Okay, out of curiosity, what is your addiction? I mean, what do you think addiction is? You think addiction is that you got to be down and out all the time?
No, you don't have to be down and out, but you're doing it anytime you can with anybody that's going to do it with you. I mean,
that's just a war.
I don't understand. I'm not being funny. I'm not understanding your term of addiction because there's different.
Well, I'm finna tell you. If you give me a chance to tell you, I'm gonna tell you. It's just like I'm at McDonald's and I see somebody. I'm addicted to sex. Never seen her before in my life. She flirt with me. Tell me to meet in the bathroom. I go in the bathroom. Never seen her before. Right then and there. Bam. Then I go to Wendy's, same thing happened again. People I've never met before, but I'm addicted. I gotta have it. And I don't care where I get it from. That's my definition of addiction.
But she wasn't doing that. If you're going by the movie, she was with her husband the whole time. Until somebody said she had an addiction, and then she probably just decided, well, I'm going to just try to sow my oats or whatever she decided to do. But everybody go through times in their life where they have done those types of things is what we're saying. I did a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, with a person I ain't never seen a motherfucker again, okay?
Right. I mean, you know how many motherfuckers wonder? I mean, back then, man, I mean, if I met you at a club, we went to the hotel, hell, I never got your number. Hell, I never got your name. I wasn't trying to make no relationship. I just wanted to do one thing, and that was fuck.
Well, I mean, hey, I don't think it's a real addiction. Just my opinion. Yeah. I don't think it's a real addiction.
I mean, hell, I know me. And like I said, I'm horny all the motherfucking time, all the time. Like, I walk around fucking horny. You know everybody got that one friend that turns everything into sex? Okay, that's me. If you say something and I can turn it into a sexual innuendo, I will do that. Because I'm always horny. But at the same time, I'm not just going to fuck any and everybody who approaches me. I want to fuck who I want to fuck.
If I can't have that person. That's why.
So, in other words, what you're telling us, none of us was sex addicts because we didn't do it the way you...
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I don't know y'all sex lives. I'm saying from my opinion, that's not a real addiction. That's all I'm saying. Apparently y'all do feel differently, but I don't think it's a real addiction. If you're addicted to something... You got to have it.
His thing is strung out to the point where.
What part of this is what I'm saying? I had to have it.
Okay, you may have had to have it, but did you act on it? Did you hit anything you saw? As soon as you saw it, you just hit it.
No, I don't think you understand me. I don't think you listening to me. I didn't have to hit anything I seen because I was able to get what I wanted. That's just like if a millionaire is on drugs. He ain't gotta go down to the corner boys and buy a motherfucking bump. He gonna get his shit top shelf. That don't mean he's no less addicted.
Right.
I didn't have to go anywhere to do anything. I knew where I could go to get it.
Like I said, I'm not saying that you are or you're not. I don't know.
I'm just speaking
from my own opinion.
I understand your opinion.
Don't take it personally. I'm not talking about you per se. I'm just speaking my just my opinion on addiction. That's all I'm doing.
I'm not saying you should be perfect, but what I'm saying is that you saying that, okay, because I didn't go to the Gotham that I wasn't addicted.
Well, see, now, but once again, you're taking it personally. I'm not saying you. I'm saying my opinion of addiction. I'm not saying that, oh, no, you weren't no sex fiend because you didn't do this, you didn't do that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying my opinion of addiction is different from your opinion of addiction. That's all I'm saying. I'm not talking about you.
I work in a place where people are addicted to shit. I have seen bona fide alcoholics, okay, that come to the store and they want their drink. Now, I got at least two. If I'm out of their stuff, they won't just buy any old thing else. They'll be like, okay, they'll go down the street where they might have their shit. You see what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, he's a motherfucking alcoholic, but he ain't the rock bottom kind of alcoholic that just drinks anything. He wants a specific drink. And if we don't have this,
I don't think that's an alcoholic.
But he is an alcoholic.
Really? So
I mean, an alcoholic gonna drink mouthwash if he have to. That's an alcoholic. They gonna drink whatever's there.
Things come in different stages. It doesn't mean that he's not an alcoholic. He just ain't the kind of alcoholic you picture.
That's not an alcoholic.
If you leave and go to three other stores just to get specifically what it is that you want, you got to be serious.
He just likes a particular drink.
Okay,
that's
let me ask you something, dog. Let me ask you this, because everything that everybody's saying is like, you just like, no, that ain't it. I mean, and I have a tendency to agree with them on this one, that is your definition of addiction or somebody that's addicted to something is just rock bottom?
No, that's not what I'm saying. You don't have to be rock bottom to be addicted to something. My definition of addiction is a motherfucker that's going to do whatever it takes at any point in time to get it with whomever.
That's rock bottom.
So that's
the person that's going to rob, steal, kill, or cheat just to get what they want.
Because they're addicted. They're going to do whatever it takes. If you can turn it down, you're not addicted.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Whitney Houston was addicted to drugs?
I don't know Whitney Houston.
That's not
really.
I don't know.
Come on, seriously, dog.
She probably was.
Let's just get your hypothesis on it, your educated guess. Do you think she was?
Probably.
Come on, man.
I think she did quite a few drugs in her day.
Do you think she was addicted or not? Honestly, man. Honest answer. Yes or no. Do you think she was addicted to drugs?
I would lean toward yes.
Okay. Now, if you're leaning towards yes, you do know she had like $30-something million dollars in the bank when she died, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do know that if you're leaning towards yes, you know that this, with $30 million and with... You bring it, motherfucker can bring you the top notch of all drugs. Why wouldn't you feel like that's an addiction?
Because she probably had $100 million. She didn't get a chance to spend another 30, because she died.
So as long as she had that money, she wasn't addicted.
That's not what I'm saying, man. What I'm saying. In my opinion, addiction is when you cannot say no. If you cannot turn it down.
Okay, you can turn it down, you're not addicted to it.
Because the motherfucker addicted can't turn it down.
Mm-mm. So Whitney goes out one night. You know what I'm saying? She's in the VIP.
Hold on a second. Luke. So we got a new caller. I hope there's somebody that agree with me. but I don't know. Paula, what's happening? Who this?
Good morning. That would be Girls of Kent.
What?
This is all the dead has arisen.
Oh man, is that Father Time that was talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is this again?
I'm sorry, honey. This is Miss Pimp.
Miss Pimp, how you doing? I take it that you don't agree with me.
I already tell you you don't agree with me.
Of course not.
But I get where you're at though with that, but no. I don't agree with you at all.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you one question and answer truthfully.
Okay.
If you was addicted, could you say no? If somebody offered you your addiction, could you turn it down? Yes or no?
Absolutely not.
That means you're addicted. That's an addiction.
Exactly.
That's my definition of addiction. If you can turn it down, you're not addicted to it. So you're gonna take it from whoever you can because you're addicted to it.
But this
you
is
ain't
thing
gonna
I,
turn it down. I don't care who it is.
This is what the thing about it. What I keep trying to reiterate to you. But if you don't have to go that far, You don't have to say, okay, I gotta scrape the bottom of the barrel. You don't have to do that because whatever your reason, whether it's your looks, your conversation, or whatever, you don't have to scrape the bottom of the barrel. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that's just like I said. I mean, I noticed that we keep comparing this to, like, drug addicts. You know what I'm saying? You could sit there Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. Go ahead. Say what you're about to say.
I'm saying there are some people that have addictive personalities, and it doesn't have to be drugs. They have addictive personalities. They get honed in on one thing. They eat, live, shit, drink, piss it, you know, and they just have that personality, whatever it is that they like, or they just latch onto it, and that's it. You know, and life doesn't begin or end unless that is integrated in their life.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I mean, like I said, you just had situations where you can maintain it. I mean, who's to say if I couldn't get who I wanted to get, who says that I wouldn't go that far or to that extreme? But the thing about it was I could get who I wanted to get. Nevertheless, I still had that urge, that craving, that addiction to have it.
All right, let me ask you one question, dog. Back in this time that you're talking about, did you ever turn anything down?
Didn't have to.
Yes, and that wasn't a question. It's a yes or no question. If a female rolled up on you, was like, "Hey, I want to get down with you," did you turn it down? Yes or no?
Let me think. if she fit in my criteria, no.
That's not in my opinion. That's not an addiction.
Okay, that's your opinion. I'm not. You y'all don't keep to me about my. I mean, you can't tell me how I felt inside though. You can't tell me that. Okay, I felt like I need to stop because this is a driving force inside of me. There's something that's not right. I mean, if people listen to you, motherfuckers will be dead every day. Oh, motherfucker, you ain't addicted, keep smoking.
I mean, that's just like if I go to a club and I see the person who I'm going to fuck. I know I'm going to fuck this person. I see this person. But some other motherfucker who ain't got no teeth in his mouth walk up to me and say, "I want to fuck you." And because I say no, I'm not addicted.
Like I said, it's my opinion.
Because I already know who I'm going to fuck. Well, I know who I'm going to fuck. I don't need to fuck them to fuck.
Yeah, but what you going to do if the other guy turn it down?
He ain't. Because that's, I know me. I know who I am. And I don't have people turn me down. Because that's just how I've always been. And see, that's why I said, well, I don't need to take whoever. That's what he's trying to say. I don't need to take whoever who just decided to come up to me and say they want to fuck me.
Right.
I mean, hey, like I said, y'all misunderstanding something.
We're
this is just my opinion.
I'm not
talking about y'all personally. Y'all taking it personally. Y'all are taking it personally.
We're the only
I'm just saying my opinion. But everybody taking it personally. Like, I'm talking about that particular person. I'm not talking
about
the fact that you're on this show.
No, hold on, dog. It's not the fact that you're taking it personal, but it's the fact that me personally, I don't think you can say what I was addicted to. Not trying to be funny.
And I'm not trying to.
Okay, but for you to, okay, that's just like if you went somewhere and you, that's just like I said earlier. I mean, if dude was like, he was addicted. But in my eyes, I felt like he wasn't. So I'm like, you ain't addicted to nothing. You all right. I mean, that's kind of like a slap in the face for you to just tell a motherfucker, no, you all right, motherfucker. That ain't no addiction. That's just like a motherfucker
but
be like, okay,
but
hold on, hear me out.
Personally.
No, I'm just saying. For you to sit there and say, okay, nah, dog, that's not an addiction. That's just like if me and you sitting there, you know what I'm saying, and I tell you, well, man, damn, you know, I got $100,000. Well, I should, I smoke crack every now and then. You like, well, shit, you ain't addicted. You all right? And I don't wake up the next morning because I didn't fuck around and overdose. You know, it's like you can't say what a person is. I mean, that's just like I can't tell you that you're not addicted to something. You know, I mean, maybe I might not feel like you're as bad off as other people, but for me to sit there and say, no,
you see, y'all, but you're missing my whole point, man. My point is this. I start every sentence off with, in my opinion, that's just my opinion, that's not an addiction. That's all it is. It's just my opinion. I don't think it is. Everybody else think it is. Everybody else think it is. I don't think it is. I don't think that.
So what, you think that sex cannot be addictive?
I don't think that.
Hey,
I don't
okay.
think it's a real addiction.
Right. So there's no nymphos in the world.
There probably is. But are they doing it with the first person they see?
No, a nympho don't give a damn long as they get what they crave for. That's that nut or whatever it is that they are actually looking for.
Then I would say that's an addiction. If they're doing it like that, then I would say then they're addicted. If you're doing anybody and everybody you see, you're addicted. But if you can say no to it, you're not addicted.
And that's, you know, everybody ain't good for you. I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't know what they're doing. So even if I do, okay, let's say, you know, I'm addicted to sex and I had sex with 10 people today. And only 2 of them people got me where I needed to be. Well, I'm not going to call on the other 8 no more. I'm going to stick with the 2 that got me where I was trying to be. That doesn't mean I'm not addicted. Because I could fuck them 2 all day, every day, all day. It's just back to back to back to back to back to back. But that's who I want.
Okay, that's fine. But what happens when I come along? And I'm like, hey, I want to get with you. You tell me no. You ain't, in my, like I say, in just my opinion, that's not an addiction.
Because they won't fuck you, they ain't addicted.
I'm just using myself.
This bitch ain't no hoe. This bitch ain't no hoe at all. This bitch ain't shit.
I'm just saying. I don't think it's an addiction. I don't think it's a real addiction. I'm sorry. When you brought up the alcoholic. The alcoholic gonna drink whatever he can. If he gotta drink mouthwash, that's what they gonna drink. Just to get drunk.
So is he addicted?
That's their whole sole purpose in life is to get drunk. That's an alcoholic.
Okay. So
that's an alcoholic. Is he addicted?
Right, but is he addicted to alcohol?
If he's addicted to alcohol, he's going to drink whatever. He ain't going to go to no different store. He's going to buy something in that store or steal something in that store.
Man, I don't know what. I don't know what the
he's
hell
gonna
you're addicted to.
I just, you know, if I'm looking for you
somebody
guys,
Google
I
the word
see if somebody who is strong the fuck out on whatever it is. I see the sex addict from his perspective is like, you know, that fucking
got a bottom, no good, dirty bitch. That's what his
yes. Yes. This motherfucker just, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I fuck you right now type of motherfucker.
She didn't got down to suck the dog's dick because she was on
you know?
That's the motherfucker he talking about.
Yeah, that's what you saying.
I ain't talking about no motherfuckers doing no damn animals.
Hey, a dick is a dick is a dick is a dick to an addict.
I'm just saying.
Of course, based on what you said, I mean, shit, if the horny dog came around me and I'm a sex addict and boy dog came with that little pink thing sticking out, well, sure. Fuck it.
Yeah, now you're comparing apples and oranges.
That's not apples and oranges. I can't turn it down. I can't turn it down.
He's addicted.
I can't turn it down. Dog.
Alrighty.
You know what I'm saying? His tongue looks so yummy that I have to have it. I just have to have it.
He kind of looked like Jesse. Jesse. Come here, Jesse. You can make a name up for him. Just start fucking him.
You know, who do you remind me of my first love?
Okay, well, I guess we'll agree to disagree on this one. I don't know. I mean, I've never heard nobody say that a motherfucker is not addicted because he won't fuck everything.
I'm not saying he won't fuck anything. I'm saying a person addicted won't say no to their addiction.
Okay, and once again, all I'm saying is that that's just like if a drug addict, if a motherfucker was a millionaire. That don't make him no less of a drug addict. That just means he can get better quality drugs. Why go deal with crack when you can just go get top of the line Peruvian?
Yeah, but if that top of the line ain't there, they going to the bottom. They gonna go wherever they gotta go to get it.
Okay,
if their supplier ain't got it, they gonna go out
that's
and
not
gonna find somebody
that's
to get it.
If I got millions, I'm not
true.
Fucking with Ray Ray. I'm not fucking with Ray Ray when, you know what I'm saying, it's a fellow over here in my tax bracket wearing a suit that's pushing the same, you know what I'm saying, much better shit. I'm not fucking with Ray Ray. You know what I'm saying? I fucked Ray Ray while I was in the hood with Ray Ray. You know what I mean? And Ray Ray had good shit for the money I had.
Yeah, that's
but now I got
you know.
I'm not fucking with Ray Ray.
At the end of the day, an addiction is just a you just cannot help yourself, period. And if you had millions, if that shit was around, you would get that. That regular shit, if that was just around, you would get that. It wouldn't matter.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying. That's exactly what I was saying.
Okay, but so, I mean,
whoever you got to get it from.
Okay, so, but my thing is this. If long as you can get what you can, if you can get what you do, what you prefer, I mean, does that make you less of an addict?
Oh, what I'm saying is, if that what you prefer ain't around,
okay, but
you can get it from
okay,
who's around.
I understand, which we got that established. But now let's not answer that. But as long as that person is around and you can get what you want, does that make you less of an addict?
No, I don't. It don't. My thing is, if the top of the line is not, if your main supply is not there, and you're an addict, you will go wherever it's at.
Okay, but once again, my You know what? Never mind, man. Forget it. Move on. I'm tired of talking.
Well, like I said, it's just my opinion. I just agree with you.
All right.
Why everybody taking everything so personal?
You know what? I don't take it personal. I mean, it's just like, it's like you telling me, you talking to me like, okay, no, what you talking about is null and void. And I mean, if I'm feeling one way, you can't tell me that that's not how I feel.
And I'm not telling you that. I never once said that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have your opinion, I have my opinion. Our opinions don't happen to be the same.
So okay, tell me,
that's
if I come to you and I'm like, you know what? You know, I've been fucking with chick Larry lately, and you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm addicted to Larry. Like, I'm addicted to Larry. Not I'm addicted to just sex in general. Do you believe that a person can be addicted to sex with one person?
Until,
I do believe that. I do believe that. I believe you can be addicted to a person.
Green grabbing.
So, but because I won't go mess with Jerry,
Charles,
that means that I'm not addicted? I mean, I don't understand.
That means if you say no to Jerry, that means you're addicted to Larry. You only want Larry. That's it. Can't nobody else satisfy you but Larry. You're addicted to Larry. No matter what Jerry say, no matter what Jerry got, you ain't fucking with Jerry.
Okay, well, then that's me. Because
you addicted to Larry.
That sounds like obsession.
No, obsession would be I'm stalking this motherfucker. I got to know where he is all the time and this, that, and us. I ain't obsessed. I just only want to fuck Larry.
And then you got to fuck Mo and Curly, too.
Right.
Well, if you tell me what's the difference between obsession and addiction, what's the difference? Miss Pimpy brought it up. What's the difference between the two?
Good question.
Anybody?
I don't know. Obsession is, you know, you got pictures of this person that they don't know you got. You know what I'm saying? You got, you know what I mean? You steal their clothes when they're not looking just so you can have something that, you know, has their scent on it, or you know, you creep them behind them where they don't know where you are. I think that's success. Addiction is just, I got to have you, I want you, I just got to have you. And I think that that's it.
Well, then obsession would be the same as a stalker.
Yeah. Don't you think that a stalker would be considered obsessed?
Well, I mean, if they follow me around.
Yeah, that's obsession. You don't have to be obsessed with someone to be addicted to them.
I think obsession is where you start idolizing and you will go to earth's end to satisfy that craving, whatever it is.
You say that's obsession?
My opinion, yeah.
There you go. Ugh, shit.
But I think being addictive is just having an overwhelming urge that you just can't control. You just cannot control it. No matter what you do, you just have that overwhelming, you know, need to satisfy it, but you just don't have no control over it. It's just a lack of control. Obsession, I think you're more idolizing than depths than anything. And you go to the earth's ends to satisfy that craving.
So which one would you rather be, obsessor or addicted?
Neither.
Okay, what about you, Janine? You got a guy. Would you rather be addicted to him or obsessive about him?
I guess in his case, he would probably rather me be addicted. I'm sure he don't want me following his ass around no damn well.
Damn right, shit. Fuck it, just be addicted. All that obsessive shit. That's when the motherfucker get hurt.
Yeah, that's what made people do all that crazy shit. Like, I ain't gonna be there without you and all that other all type of bullshit. You can have that shit. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody trying to kill me.
All right, let me ask y'all a question. I'm gonna ask all three of the ladies. We in a relationship, right? All three of y'all. I'm y'all man at different times. Just out of curiosity. You broke up with me. We ain't together no more because of you. I still want to be with you, but you don't want to be with me no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling you. I got flowers delivered to your house. All that good shit. What would it take for you to take me back? I'm doing everything you want me to do now. We ain't together. You told me, you said, well, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, so we can't be together. 6 months later, I'm starting to do those things that you wanted me to do. Would you take me back? I mean, I got flowers delivered to you. I'm delivering candy. Not me, you know, I got somebody delivering it for me. I got a little love card and all that good shit.
I mean, just like with every relationship, it depends on if she tired of you or not. If a woman's truly done, they don't care what you bringing.
You want me to do.
Sometimes it's too late. Sometimes you did it too late. But then there are times when if they feelings are still there and they still want to, you know, try to make it work, then, but they have to be open and willing to it. That's what I'm saying. If the one person is willing and the other one's not, then it's not going to work.
Okay, I show up at your door. You told me no, it ain't going to work. I show up at your door crying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my knees, begging, crying. I'm crying like a motherfucker. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you. I'm trying. I'm doing everything you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
You still ain't going to take me back? I'm actually crying.
She could have called her girl like, this stupid motherfucker outside crying.
I'm going to have to get me a restraining order on this motherfucker because this motherfucker crying.
Right.
Really?
Yeah, if I don't want you no more, yeah.
I'm very emotional with you. I mean, you ain't never seen me cry before.
I understand that.
Miss Pimp, you going to take me back? You taking me back, right? I'm crying for you. I'm doing everything you asked me to do. Everything, even though we ain't together. I'm showing you that I can change. I don't get credit for that. Is Pimp still here? Oh, she bounced? What about you, Big Soul? I don't get credit for doing what you want me to do, showing my emotions, showing you how much I care for you. I don't get no credit for that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, it depends on why we broke up. It depends on, you know, shit. And I mean, like,
we broke up because you said I wasn't doing what you saying that I wasn't doing the little things. I wasn't doing what you want me to do. Now I'm doing those little things. I'm sending you flowers. I'm sending you candy.
Yeah,
I'm sending you little love cards.
We already broke up.
But I'm trying to get back together.
Let it go. Let it go. Stop doing it, you embarrassing yourself.
I'm embarrassing myself, man. I want my woman back.
I was crying while we was together, asking you
exactly.
To never give it to me. Now I'm supposed to be a cotton ball because you're crying.
Yeah, she's supposed to feel sorry for you now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. Well, they're supposed to feel sorry for you. No, I'm not saying that. I said it depends on the relationship and how it ended and how that person still feels about you. I said there are some times when they get to a point where they don't care anymore. They don't have the same feelings. But sometimes women, especially women, we cry. You might not even know we hurting at times. And after a while, it's just like, well, fuck it. I'm tired of trying to explain stuff. And you know, if you don't never get it, it's too late. After we done broke up, sometimes you waited too late.
Let it go, dog. You might as well move on.
Kind of fucked up, man. Motherfucker pouring out their feelings. It just gets stepped on.
And hell, furthermore, you're only doing it now because you want me back. That don't mean it's not a guarantee that you're going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, once I take you back, a lot of times people do what they got to do to get what they want. Once they get what they want, they get comfortable, you know, and they forget about doing those things.
Then he asks for points again. Let me get some more of the Microsoft points. That's what fuck we broke up for the first time, you and these goddamn Microsoft points.
Exactly.
I'll take her back.
I'm gonna take her back, man. If she's doing all of that, man.
Fuck that.
I'm saying if she's doing all the little things that I want her to do, I'm willing to give her another chance.
Why wasn't she doing them beforehand?
Exactly.
Because now she know I'm serious.
Until your ass break down.
Yeah.
Then when you break down, then once you get back to that point, then she right back to, damn, baby, where you at? Damn, why you all in my business? You just told me you loved me the other night. And now you sitting there looking like Captain Save-A-Ho. Now you back up there with, now you up there with them damn house shoes on and them damn pajama pants talking about, hey, Selena, can I come in the club? You going to just leave and go to the club, huh? Man, fuck that. So then she come back and then she cries to you again. She come back crying to you again. How many times are you going to take it back?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I think everybody deserves a second chance.
Hey, but
okay,
know,
but
women,
but,
as women,
but,
a lot of times,
but how many times, though?
Yeah, a lot of times because your woman gives you, you know, 30 second chances.
Oh, hold on, then, now, hold on, 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 hold on. Hold on. Don't just act like it's just the women that always giving these men second chances, because these women do some dog ass shit too, and men take their ass back too.
You're absolutely right. I don't know. I'm not a man. I've never been with a woman. So yeah, but you know what I'm saying? I don't disagree with that.
No, the difference is when a woman fucks up, a man ain't gonna keep on taking a woman back time after time again. That's what I think is the difference, is what she's trying to say. A man can fuck up 50 times and a woman might still take him back. You see what I'm saying? If a woman fucks up bad enough, I don't think too many guys do that. It depends on what the woman did. I'm talking about, like, I'm just going to use this for an example. I'm talking about cheating. If a woman cheats one time, yeah, you may can resolve the relationship with the guy. A man ain't gonna, I don't see a man gonna be with a woman that cheats on him multiple times.
I'm gonna cut that bitch.
I just don't see it. I don't see men doing that. I mean, even the weakest man, I ain't never seen him just sit back and just continuously let her cheat on him
Yeah.
And he just keeps
that's
taking
true.
Them back.
There's a lot of John points that could just locked the fuck up in prison now for that shit. I didn't think John would do that. Well, shit, she sucked the man. He called her sucking dick 3 times. Well, I think though that man, I think some men can, you know, I'm probably not one of them, but I think some men can, you know, forgive women. The shit they do.
Nah, I can't. not cheating. That's why I got divorced.
That's
ain't
what
no taking it back.
It depends on what it is. I'm not talking about just no, you know, she messed up or hell, she burnt your dinner or no shit like that. I ain't talking about no little stuff. I'm talking about big stuff. If she really fucked up, I mean, how many times will a man take a woman back after so many times? And I think
I'm
going to
tell you like this.
Women do take forgive more than men do.
I'm going to tell you like this.
I agree with that.
As long as you don't get me jumped or send me to jail, we might can work on this. You get me jumped or send me to jail, don't ever call me again in life.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean that. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
But you
few things I'd add on that list.
So she could cheat on you as many times as she wants, as long as you don't know about it.
I mean, hell, what I don't know won't hurt me, but I'm saying, I mean, just blatantly shit.
No, I mean, as long as she's quick about her husband, she don't disrespect you.
I mean, like, I walk in the door, and you got your brothers and your cousins right there talking on some shit. I know I'm about to get jumped. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me talking about, well, I just want you to see how I feel, or I just want the split of scaring you. All right, yeah, you scared me, all right. Wait till you see me again. Your ass better be scared. And the police? Oh, no, because I got it already in my hat. I already got it in my mind. You finna fuck the police as soon as he locked me up.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Little bitty shit, little emotional shit, you know what I'm saying? Your woman complaining because, you know, you don't hold her, you're not affectionate with her, woo, woo, woo. And so tonight, you know, or the next night, you know, for the next week or whatever, you try to work on it. And then a month later, she back to, you know, you don't do this, you don't do that. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. You know, we'll give you 50 million second chances. To try to get
okay, well, now hold on. I got to ask the ladies this question. Now, you know, I hear women always saying like what you just said, like so. But my thing is this: some cases is like, okay, he started out. He was just so romantic. He was just so nice. He was this. He was that. Then he just changed. All right, for the people that say that, for the women, I'm gonna, not the people, the women that say that, do you ever look in the mirror, ever sit down and say to yourself, did I do anything to make him act this way?
No, they don't.
I knew you were getting ready to go there. Okay, well, there's some people in the world that say, okay, I see something has changed between us. Tell me what. Is different
okay,
about me. And then you got
before,
that motherfucker
before,
that
you, before you go through all that, it's a yes or no question. Do
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if I realize, okay, something about him has changed, which means something about me must have changed. Yeah. But now can we work on it? Now, if I'm coming to you and I'm like, okay, baby, what's up? You know, we used to do this and we used to do that. And now it's not like that no more. What do I need to do on my part to get us back there? And you look at me and you say, really? I mean, I don't think you...
Well, every woman don't think like that. Every woman don't think like that.
And every man doesn't think that way either. I mean, you know, it goes both ways.
Here we go.
There's a bunch of women out there that's always saying, well,
you ain't doing this, you ain't doing that. But they started the shit in the goddamn beginning. You know what I'm saying? As far as a woman goes, it's always a man's fault. It's always something he ain't doing. Every time you hear that, we need to talk. That's what it. That's what it's about. What he ain't. What I'm not doing. That's the only time you hear that.
Well, ain't that the worst? Ain't them the worst three words you ever want to hear? The four words. We need to talk. Oh my God! You be like, what? What? You be out with the fellas? Hey, yeah, they go, oh my nigga, yeah, they found another bill. I just got a text. Hold up. We need to talk. All right, man. I'm going to holler at y'all tomorrow, man.
And then when you're on your way home, you know what you're thinking? What the fuck I do now? That's what I'm thinking. What I do now? Damn.
But then
I came home every day last week.
But then it's like some things is just like you be like, damn, we need to talk. No, you need to talk to your motherfucking self. Because okay. For instance, let's just like, okay, my daughter. I got a daughter. Now, I see the way she treats her boyfriend. I'm like, I don't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, you know. I pulled her to the side, and I said, you know what? He's going to leave your ass. I said, he's going to leave your ass for the first motherfucker to drop them draws and look a tad bit cuter than you. Matter of fact, she ain't even got to look cuter than you. But he's going to leave. Dude, I'm a father. And normally, I mean, you know the saying. We don't like no motherfuckers that's fucking our daughters. So, you know, but you kind of, the more that they're around, you kind of like, all right, well, he's not a bad person. He just, you know, he's fucking my daughter, so I don't like him. But then you look at him, man, and I'm looking like, you know, of course you ain't going to never tell no motherfucker, man, fuck that bitch, you know, because that shit in order. But, man, some of the shit that she do, I'll be looking at her like, really? And you just really think this boy's going to stay around? Then she come in, and lo and behold, she come in.
Yeah, I went through his phone, and this girl was talking about she could treat him way better than me.
I told you it was coming. I mean, because it's like some women just like just get in their mind. Like once they got to do, this is my thing to women. Whatever you did to get them, keep doing it. Once you stop doing it, once you think you got them to the point where you could just do whatever the fuck you want to do, he loves you. You got him where he loves you, but shit, at the same time, he ain't going to take getting disrespected too long. He might take it longer than some men. You always got to holler about something both ways. Sit your ass down. Ain't no both ways. My way.
Ain't no both ways. So whatever he did, it's okay if he just stopped.
It's my way tonight, goddammit. If you want to, see, you know what? Ain't going to be no piggyback on this one. If that's what you wanted to say, you should have said it before I did. Now, listen to what I got to say.
I'm fucking.
Damn, I couldn't keep it going. Oh, boy, she killed me. Hey, she like that little motherfucker that's in there. You be giving a speech to the team, and we're going to fight, and we're going to destroy. What if they destroy us first? God damn,
you just
killed the whole motherfucking speech.
I am not that person. You are so silly.
Damn.
I'm just asking questions.
Hey, man.
Did that go both ways? I mean, you know, because I had a question a long time and I was going to ask, you know what I'm saying? Shit, a lot of times people do get to the point where they get comfortable, men and women, in a relationship, to the point where, you know, they stop doing the little things.
That's true. I agree with you 100%.
You know, and a lot of times, especially after the I love yous have been exchanged, you know, y'all done said it to each other, okay, now y'all feeling like, okay, well, they love me. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. You know, but sometimes people, you know, just stop. They just stopped being who they were.
Hey, all you got to do is talk to my wife. She used to get flowers, candy, little cards. All that shit go to Microsoft points now.
Oh, my.
Valentine's Day. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? Now, all bullshit aside, I will agree with that. I mean, everybody goes to their little points where it's like, I mean, whatever, it's always something that triggers it. Whether it's right or wrong, it's something that triggers it. It's always something that triggers. Not to say that you write all the time on what you do, but it's something that triggered that motherfucker to act the way he or she started to act. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. I agree with you 100% on that one, too.
It's
something.
Not to say
happened.
But, right, something happened. And that's why I say my thing is, you know, my biggest thing is that I know about me. I know that, like, I'm an asshole. I'll be the first to admit. I'm an asshole. I'm a brat. I'm spoiled.
I agree with you 100%.
Shut the fuck up. But at the same time, I will show you my genuine feelings at any given time. You know what I'm saying? I try not to be the same person that I used to be. You know what I'm saying? But if you that's just like if me and you get into an argument and I ask you and I say, look, let's just calm this down. Let's calm this down and just start over. And you keep going. You keep going. And it's like, all right, now I'm asking you again. Start this over. But you keep going. Now once I get to my breaking point, I'm like, you know what? Well, fuck you. I don't give a fuck what you do. You know, you can say what the fuck you want, act how you want, be how you want. I don't care. You know, but I mean, I know I might have pushed you to that point. But if I see that I pushed you to that point, I'm like, all right, look, I'm sorry. I did this. I didn't mean to. And you study, like, I guess I'm the type, either you're going to forgive me or you're not. I'm not going to wait 10 years for you to say, yeah, you forgive me. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take this motherfucking browbeat. I'm not going to take all this shit because I feel like I'm not going to do it to you. But if you feel like you're going to constantly keep on, well, I'm going to hold this over your head for the next 6 months. No, you're not. No, you're not. Fuck it. Take it over there with him. Yeah, I'm going to miss you. But, oh, well.
Now, that'd be me on the phone with her talking about, girl, he don't care about you, girl. Come on over and see me. Why was that slick motherfucker?
He don't care about you.
And I'm your boy. He don't care.
He
be talking shit about you all the time.
Funny part is that I actually believe him.
Y'all, you got them slick motherfuckers out there, man.
Oh, yeah,
that
I forgot about them.
And be your boy. You telling your boy all your feelings and shit, he going right back using that shit against you. To your own girl. He don't care.
Here's the favorite line. I don't think I should say nothing, but you know
right.
Damn well what that's finna do. I don't think I should say nothing, but you my girl and you cool as hell. And you know that was you know the part that would piss me off is that you fell for that. You fell for that shit, but you all in my motherfucking shit. You busted my motherfucking head, but you fall for a nigga saying some shit like that.
Tell the woman.
Got you over there singing Bobby Womack. You singing Bobby Womack? I wish you didn't trust me so much.
Yeah, shit.
Women don't fall for that. They do that. They do that to get you back.
Yeah, all right. You want to get me back? You feel like, okay, fucking my friend going to get me back? Yes, you're right. It will get me back.
I didn't say that they was going to get back with you. I didn't say y'all was getting back together. I'm just saying. It's like sometimes they feel like they're trying to prove a point. Like, motherfucker, I can fuck whoever I want to. Yeah, you see, I fucked your friend type of shit. Just like me.
You know what? That's cool.
It's just
that's,
like some
that's cool.
Sometimes.
Not my friend, though. Not my friend.
Because I'm mad at both of y'all. I'm mad at both of y'all. Fuck that. Because you're supposed to be my boy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're my boy, that shit's supposed to be off limit. No matter what she say or how she come to you, you're supposed to be like,
hey,
no, no, no.
Hey, dog,
I can't do that.
I just want you to see what kind of hoe she was.
Shit. I'm fighting both of y'all. Everybody fighting. We all for y'all better jump me. I'm swinging on both of y'all. Fuck that. You're supposed to be my boy. That's supposed to be off limits, man. Exes and baby mamas is off limits.
Well, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on now. You can't, I mean, you can't claim everybody as your ex, though. Just because you got a phone number. You can't claim your ex.
I'm saying somebody that you was in a relationship with. If you was in a relationship, you was boyfriend, girlfriend, y'all broke up, that's an ex. She should be off limits.
How many times?
Matter of fact, it don't matter. As my boy, you're supposed to be like, hey, man, you know your ex tried to holler. You're supposed to tell me some shit like that.
I'm
saying,
how many times did you fuck her? You fucked her twice. Once was right after the club. The other time was like 3 weeks later. I don't know. That one might be fair game.
Man, it's a damn shame what happened to Kaz. I don't know why time is going like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, damn, dog, you only fucked her two times. Once it was right after
it
the
club.
It
don't matter, man.
The other time was 3 weeks later when she needed her rent paid. Oh, shit.
Don't matter. Some things can't be forgiven. Everything can't be forgiven. Not everything. And that's one of those ones that you just, I can't forgive that. Or forget.
I think you put too much stock into this, man.
I wouldn't give a shit. You're supposed to be my boy. You're supposed to be hands off.
Well, I mean, how's it hand? I mean, she didn't like you.
Oh, my
God. Don't matter.
Okay, so now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. What if her whole sole purpose was to fuck around with you to get close to me?
Was she my woman at any point in time?
I mean, hold on, listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. She told you. I mean, she came straight out and told you, like, look, sorry for hurting you, but, you know, I'm digging your boy. I always was, but, you know, you kind of came across first.
Well, then I'll be calling my mom and telling her I need some bail. Y'all need to bail me out because I'm about to kill this bro.
Really?
I don't play games like that, man. Don't play no games like that with me. I ain't the one for all that kind of crazy madness. If you don't like me, then, you know what I'm saying, don't fuck with me. But don't fuck with me to try to get with somebody else? Come on, man.
Oh,
I ain't the one for that shit. I don't play that. I don't play shit like that. I don't play those kind of games.
I had an uncle, man. Check this out. I had an uncle, right? He had this girl. He brought this girl over to my grandma's house, right? Well, now his girlfriend pulls up. So he looks at at his brother, my other uncle, and was like, hey, you know, old girl knew he had a woman, so he like, hey, why don't you go on over there with my brother, you know, until old girl leave. Old girl was like, cool, I don't want no drama, you know what I'm saying? I already knew what time it was when I came over. So old girl got over there, and she get to talking to my other uncle, and, you know, they kicking it. They talking, you know, they conversating. So now, you know, old girl, she comes, she sits probably about an hour or so, and she leaves. She leaves, so she like, you know, the other chick like, you know, Coach Clear, you know, everything good. He like, yeah, she won't be back. So she looks at my uncle like, oh, okay, now I'll let you later. And my uncle's like, what the fuck you mean you gonna holler at me later? No, bitch, you don't just use me. How the fuck? I thought we had something. And he looked at her, and he hauled off and smacked the shit out of her. Now, my other uncle, now he got to jump in. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, bitch, you don't play with my emotions like that. Now, everybody looking at him like, what the fuck you do? What the fuck it was? But he actually just lost his mind.
He lost his mind and was like, bitch, you don't play with my emotion, and hauled off and smacked the shit out of her. So needless to say, my two uncles fighting. Now, we try to break it up. This motherfucker that pulled out a screwdriver, he got this motherfucker looking like a shank. At this point, I didn't jump in my car like, you know what, fuck all you motherfuckers can go to jail. I'm out of here. So, I mean, dog, would it get that crucial to you?
No, hell no.
I'm just saying.
No.
I mean, okay. I already know what's going on. I'm covering for you. So why the hell am I trying to talk to in the first place?
Okay, so now what if old girl, okay, let's just say a scenario similar to that. Let's just say I'm sitting there. Let's just say me and Janine sitting there, right? Janine's my girl, all right?
Okay.
Liquor store want to talk to me. She know me and you cool, you know? So she go over, she hollering at you, you know, just talking to you. General conversation, nothing so much is like, okay, nigga, what's happening with me and you? Just a general conversation. Now, she see Janine Lee.
Okay.
She see Janine Lee, and she like, damn, what's up with your boy? Would you still be mad then?
You confused me a little bit. You and Janine is together.
Right.
Or it's me and Janine together.
No, me and Janine's together. We sitting there. Let's just say we had a picnic. Now, comes to the picnic. She looks at me. She want to holler at me. But now, you know, she knows. Right. Let's just say she knows of us. She don't know us. She knows of us. So she don't mean you.
Okay, okay, I got you.
She don't mean you.
So now she talking to me.
The general conversation
with me until Janine leave.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she like, What's up with your boy?
I'm like, not a motherfucking thing. You better walk the fuck away.
Oh,
gotta get from in front of me now.
You ain't finna play me.
Fuck that. It's gonna be some consequences. You're not finna play me like that. What's up with your boy? Not a goddamn thing.
Well, now in my
uncle, play with me like that.
In my other uncle's defense, he said he didn't know that old girl was over there. Fuck him. He thought that she was just coming over to try to get at him.
Mm-mm.
So now, I mean, do you really say he's in the wrong? Because
well,
you
I mean,
just,
didn't he see them come in together?
Exactly.
Well, no, he didn't. Now, and like I said, once again, in his defense, he didn't see them come in together because, matter of fact, me and him pulled up at the liquor from the liquor store. Now, granted, she was sitting over there, and then old girl came. I mean, you could put two and two together, but evidently he didn't.
That's
but
crazy.
Now, you just said yourself that she couldn't come saying shit to you, but she didn't say. She didn't tell you she liked you or nothing like that. She just over there kicking him with you, just talking to you.
Just, hey, Tom, I heard the show last night. You know, y'all did y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that?
No, it sounds like you flirting with me. Talking about, hey, Tom, that's shit. That sounds like a flirt to me. Hey, what's up, girl? And then you talking about, what's up with your boy once his girl leaves?
I mean, I'm a female. What's up, Tom? I'm a woman. How am I supposed to say it?
That's all right. I'm gonna be calling Janine. Hey, we need to talk. I got some info for you. All right,
oh
play me. I'm gonna put both of y'all right back. You got
oh
some time for me?
Goodness.
I got something to tell you about your man. He ain't treating you right. Come on, see me.
What the?
Oh, my goodness.
So not only are you not going to hook me up, but you're going to get him fucked up, too.
Oh, shit, I am.
Yeah, damn right. I'm thinking y'all in this together. Y'all in this cahoots.
How the fuck we in cahoots? I don't know no shit about it. I don't know nothing about it.
That's what you say. Y'all in cahoots.
You that's the type over of motherfucker you are too, man. You that's the type of motherfucker you would even you wouldn't even give me the benefit of a doubt. You would just honestly just be like, oh, he yep, he did it. That's fucked up.
Like I said, I'll be texting Janine, hey, we need to talk.
Mm-mm.
My motherfucking emotions. I'm like your uncle now, man. Play with my emotions. I ain't gonna come off my dude.
But I never said nothing.
I mean, you know,
about
that's cool.
To get with you. I came up to you because it's y'all show. I heard y'all show. He was talking to somebody. I don't know who she is, but I'm not gonna be rude. You know, so I came.
But you
should have
came to me from the beginning. You should have came to me straight up. Was like, hey, I heard the show, but I think your boy is kind of sexy. Is he with somebody?
That's what I said.
Just let me know up front. No, that
that's
ain't
what
you
said
at first.
I said, hey, Timer, I heard the show last night. Y'all was doing y'all thing. What's up with Cass?
Oh, I can't get mad at you. If you come to me like that, I can't get mad at you. But the way he said it, like, Janine, him and Janine sitting there for an hour, so we conversating for a whole hour. Now she leaves, and then after an hour later, you talking about what's up with your boy? No, You gotta tell me that shit up front. There ain't nothing wrong with letting me know what's going on up front. Because if you talking to me for a whole hour, and you ain't mentioned this motherfucker not one time the whole hour, and you just straight up approached me after clear blue,
I've been
come on, now what am I supposed to think?
Damn, would Janine hurry up and get up? No, I just want
see, that's the shit that's going to get you hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
This motherfucker ain't.
And you're
going to
get him pissed out later. That's fucked up.
Get a collect call to the show. Collect call from Timer, inmate. Like Minnesota County Jail.
I ain't
the charges.
Hell no, fuck him. Fuck him. I hope they fuck him till his tongue turn black. Fuck him. These motherfucking ass said that.
I'm just saying though, if you approach somebody about and you know, if you approach somebody and your whole sole purpose is to find out about somebody else, You should tell that person right there and there. You shouldn't hold no conversation. You know what I'm saying? They might think you flirting with them.
Well,
I think you should tell them up front.
You know, I mean, you got to understand, man.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Brad.
So?
No, she knew the job was dangerous. I mean, if you come to me and say, hey, I like your boy, but I see you over there talking to old girl, is that his woman?
You still
yeah, you know what I'm saying? We can hold that conversation.
No, you will. You'll still be like, get the fuck away from me.
Right. He's still ask him your goddamn self. I can see it.
Right, don't play a hey dance. He's still talking about, man, I don't know. You need to talk to him yourself, shit. Get the fuck away from me.
Ah, boy. Damn right. Play a hey dance. I see his goddamn self. Why don't you go ask his woman? What
you
type of person
shit.
He is, the fuck you asking me for? I don't know.
You ain't shit, dog. I know, you ain't shit.
Hey, I'm not a wingman. Never claim to be.
You know
I
what?
I learned my
really
lesson.
here we go. Every time something happens, you want to bring that back up.
I'm just saying, I learned my lesson.
How'd you learn it, dude? Look here, shit, that was not my fault.
Shit. I never said that, dog. I'm just saying I learned my lesson from being a wingman.
You know what, man? Seriously, you need help. You need some serious motherfucking help. This motherfucking hell,
man.
All right,
you're
man.
You're supposed to learn from your mistakes.
How was that a mistake? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm not saying, no, my mistake. I learned from my mistake.
What was your mistake?
I
you didn't
first.
Go first?
Yep, that was what? My mistake.
Okay, my question is, how you going to go first on some shit that I created?
I don't know. Should have went at the same time. That was a mistake, not going at the same time. I'm Martin Scorsese up in that bitch. I wish I had a copy of that motherfucker.
My brother. The same self as some bitch since we was kids. Swear, this motherfucker. You know, man, I'm telling you, this motherfucker seriously got a problem. I mean, this motherfucker got a real problem. Damn, man, I think you hated that I grew up. As long as you was older than me and could just tell me what to do, man, you never had a problem with me. As soon as I grew up, man, everything just turned haywire. What's up with that?
I don't got no problem with you, man. I'm glad you're growing up, man.
My brother. Same selfish son of a bitch since we was kids. Hope I get a deal like Flash. This motherfucker here. All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here, man. Take us up out of here, you selfish bastard. Get mad.
Right, duck.
No. You just got mad because I JT. You got mad because I JT your ass. Work your JT, buddy.
That was a pretty good one. That's pretty good.
For everybody that's listening, that's an inside joke.
They like, what the hell are they talking about?
Can you picture Father Time saying, sitting over there with that camera in his hand, working, man, working.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. That's a good.
Oh, shit. real soon.
That's a good one, man. That was pretty good. Was that off the top of your head, man?
Off the top of my head, brother.
That's pretty good. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a good show. Good talk with everybody. And I will definitely be here tomorrow.
Okay. Big stoke.
I have fun with y'all crazy asses. I always do. I'll be back tomorrow night.
All right, Doc.
Me? Oh, thank everybody for calling in, man. Thank everybody to call, listen, whether they call it in or via internet, SinCityRadioShow.com. Like I said, coming real soon. Check it out. We're going to be in the house for sure. Matter of fact, I mean, it's still in the building stages, but if you just want to go by and just glance at it, you know what I'm saying? SinCityRadioShow.com. It's coming to life. Work it, JT, work it. Oh, yeah, that's the first up.
Yeah, man, it was a good show. That joke was pretty good, but don't wear it out.
Work it, JT, work it. I'm just thinking about the way you were looking with that camera. She said no.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass, fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
You know,
he said, I ain't never heard that when he said fuck your yuck mouth teeth.
You know, that was a lot of fuck you. Too bad you didn't fuck her. Ooh.
Fuck you think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit has changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. I suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
That's what he told her when she said no.
All right, y'all. Same time tomorrow night. Peace.